If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello, everyone. We're in for quite the episode today. Grab a snack, grab a drink. If you're on the road listening to this, buckle up, because today I'm here with an extra super special guest, one that I know you all have been wanting to hear from. A lot of you know him as the alias Shadow Boy, which somehow became a running joke between all of us, because every time I've posted him, it's just been photos of our shadow, because I have yet to actually reveal this man to the internet. But today, however, you're in for quite the treat, because we're doing a two-part little podcast series together. And in the next one, we're going to do an advice session. So stay tuned for that. I feel like this is going to be so fun. And I know you're all going to love this episode. I figured since this is the podcast fam, this would be the perfect place to introduce him, because I've kept pretty much the entirety of this relationship private. So today you're going to get a little bit more of the inside scoops. After all, this is the On My Mind podcast, and this is the one part of my thoughts that I've kept pretty hidden from you all. So without further ado, let's welcome my boyfriend to the podcast. All right, the gig's up. What's your name? Introduce yourself to the people. This is the first time they're... Well, not the first, because you've been in a little bit of YouTubes here and there, but tell us a little bit about yourself, sir.
Hi, guys. I mean, up until this point, you guys have known me as Shadow Boy, Mystery Man. My name is Micah, as I'm sure a lot of you guys know if you've gone through A1's following and looked for me.
Oh, yeah, which plenty of people have found him.
Yeah, so I guess this is the confirmation that everyone's been waiting for.
As if the M necklace didn't do it for them already that I wear.
And if you haven't gone through her following to find me, I'm sure after listening to this, a lot of you are about to jump to her following and search up Micah.
But unfortunately, this man will remain on private. How are you? How do you feel about that? He was like, he had a public account before, but when we started dating, I was like, the Instagram goes to private. Are you like cool with that?
I mean, I don't mind it.
How many follower requests do you have right now?
Oh, thousands. And like, I'm sorry to like any friends of mine that have tried to request me. I don't see them. There's just far too many of them. So I, whatever followers I had pre going private are the followers that I'm going to have, because I'm not going to scroll through thousands of follower requests to find people that I personally know.
Oh, the fame is getting to his head.
But I don't mind. I mean, and I tell you this all the time, is like, if it makes her comfortable and like it's, if it's something that gives her peace of mind, then I don't mind it whatsoever. I mean, also, this is very new for me. I mean, Ava's been doing this for almost 10 years now. Mm-hmm. But I've never been one that's like wants a bunch of attention or...
You're such a low-key dude.
I'm really timid. I'm quiet. I'm joking.
Yeah, you guys will figure that out throughout this episode. This sir is not... It's funny, because I feel like... I'm already getting into the deep stuff here, but being with you has made me come out of my shell so much, because you're like that. And I don't know, I feel like we balance each other in a beautiful way that way, because you bring out that part of me and I feel like, what do I bring out in you? The silence, the crickets.
Cue Jeopardy music. No. you bring out a lot of me. I mean, there's like a tender side of myself that I feel like is definitely a lot more prominent now that you're around, or that I have someone that I care about as much as I care about you. And there's like a protectiveness, I guess. I mean, I don't know. When you care about anyone the way that I care about you, that you care about me, things about yourself are going to not necessarily change, but there's going to be parts of yourself that are more prominent than they would have been prior to.
Or grow. Yeah, or you grow. Didn't know you had. Yeah. So, Micah, tell the people a little bit about yourself. Not the relationship stuff, but I don't know, a little bit about you, where you grew up, what, you know, just give us a little bio.
Well, my name is Micah. I'm 22 years old. Ava and I are the same age. We graduated high school the same year, although we did not go to the same high school.
I'm a little older. A few months.
Like 2 months.
Yeah, so I'm older.
Barely. I'm more mature, though. I was an athlete in high school and in college. I was. My career is over. I played football in college at Fresno State for 2 years, and then I transferred to Cal Poly San Luis Obispo. Love my time in California, but I'm definitely happy to be home.
So now he lives here.
Here is in Hawaii, not Ava's apartment.
Good clarification.
But yeah, I'm a Hawaii boy at heart. I did really have a hard time being away from home. I love the ocean. I love surfing, bodyboarding, being outdoors. I've never been one that likes to spend much time inside. Although recently, Ava and I have been binge watching New Girl and The Last
Yes.
of Us. I think some questions that I saw were like, what I do for work.
Mm-hmm.
I work at an auto body shop. I do body work. I prep cars for paint. I went in not knowing a single thing, and every day I just tried to like take something new, and now I love what I do and the people that I work with. But recent news, I will not be working there much longer.
He's actually going to be an influencer.
Yeah, guys. So this is my introduction to this whole thing.
He's going on public.
And I'm making a YouTube channel and my own podcast.
And a gaming Twitch.
Yes. I recently found out that I had gotten into the fire department down here in Hawaii, which is a childhood dream of mine. Two of my biggest childhood dreams were to play college football and to become a firefighter. And I accomplished one of them. And I'm happy to say that I will be a firefighter soon. I mean, so in the next coming months, you'll probably actually be seeing less of me.
Here, well, not that they ever saw much of you, but they'll be hearing less from you.
Yeah, I'll be moving to one of the outer islands for the academy. And the position that I took is not on Oahu.
So get ready for the travel vlogs, y'all.
What do you mean travel? You mean moving vlogs?
I'm so excited for you. All right, how are you feeling about that? That's going to be a very big life change for you, especially because you just turned 22 to start what's probably going to be your career, you know, assuming everything goes well and you like it and you do that. How do you feel about that? That's a lot of change.
Yeah, I'm definitely excited, but it is also kind of nerve-wracking to like start something that like you've been dreaming about since you were a kid. Like there's always the thought of like, what if it's not what I had imagined it being, or what if I don't enjoy it as much as I hope I do? But I mean, I'm optimistic about it. I mean, I've been in the fire science program since I moved home, so I know quite a bit about what it's like and the career as a whole. And I mean, it's something that I've always wanted to do, so I'm very much looking forward to it. I'm excited to start something a lot more serious and more like adult.
Yeah,
I'm really excited for that.
What do you think about firefighting? Has always had such an allure to you? Like, what about it?
So in the interview that you do to become a firefighter, one of the questions is like, why do you want to become a firefighter? And there's the obvious reasons. I mean, I've always believed in like giving back to the community, and just having a career that allows you to like give back to your community and like do things for those around you. That's something that always enticed me. But on a more personal note, when I was a kid, I was around 4 years old, I think, my grandmother had a stroke, and I have very vivid memories of watching these firemen come in and tend to her and give her first aid and load her up into the ambulance. And I just remember thinking to myself, like, I wanted to be that for somebody else. Like, that's what I want to do. Like, the way that I looked at those firemen as, like, heroes is, like, what a privilege it would be to, like, be that to somebody else. To be that to the next four-year-old boy who's going through, like, a tragic event or something. And I don't know, ever since then, that's just been something that I've definitely, like...
Whoa.
And there's a fire truck driving by right
Whoa,
now.
Whoa, wait, that's a sign. That's crazy. I don't know if you guys can hear that, if the mics are picking it up, but as soon as Micah started talking about it, there was like fire truck sirens.
Very thankful, very, very, very appreciative of the opportunity that I'm getting to live out a dream of mine.
Big boy stuff, that's so exciting.
Yeah, so get ready for the visiting Micah at the station vlogs.
Let's head on over to the questions. If you want to participate in future episodes like this, make sure you follow my Instagram, AvaJules_, and especially the podcast Instagram at MyMindPod, because that's where I'm always asking all of you for prompts or whatever I'm doing for certain episodes. So anyway, let's get into these. Some are pretty juicy. I don't know. There's still boundaries on this podcast. I'm just going to say that because some of you have no chill with asking questions, because Mike and I were looking at it and we were
No, I was shocked. For me, this whole thing is very new to me. I was just amazed that.
You're like, wow, Will asked that?
Yeah, the out-of-pocketness. Kudos to you guys for for the courage and the boldness.
The courage.
To ask some of these questions. I mean, some of them left my jaw on the ground. I was just like, whoa.
I feel like it's important to start with the history behind all of this. So there's two versions to this story.
There's Ava's version, and then there's the truth.
No, I'm so sorry, but the way you say I Micah?
Ava?
I'm going to give him the mic with this one, and he can go first. And I will debunk anything that is wrong. But give us a little backstory. Take us back into time, back into history. The floor is yours.
When it all first started.
Yes.
So Ava and I had actually, I wouldn't even say Ava and I, because you really didn't meet me.
He was a ghost to me.
I think we're in eighth grade, and one of our local high schools down here throws like this carnival every year. And I had gone with a group of friends, and one of my friends was a mutual friend of Ava's, and they had ran into each other at the carnival. And I remember watching this friend of mine, like, say hi to Ava and like interact with her. And I just remember thinking like, who is that? And at the time I had no idea who she was. I didn't know she was like a YouTuber or like an influencer. I'm not even sure how far into your
freshman year. I wasn't really, I was doing the dang thing, but it wasn't big yet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just remember thinking like, wow, like this girl is beautiful. Like, who is that? And of course, eighth grade Micah did not have the confidence to go up to this girl and ask her who she was, but after their little interaction and my friend came back, I was like, who is that? And she's like, oh, it's my friend Ava. And I just remember like telling her, like, wow, like she's really pretty. And is there any way that you could introduce me to her? Or like give me her Instagram? Lord. And she did. She gave me her Instagram, and doing what little eighth grade boys do, I slid in the DMs.
On Twitter,
because I found you. Well, you followed me back on Instagram.
I did.
So we followed each other on Instagram and on Twitter, and like we were mutuals on social media. I think it actually like kind of took a while for me to message you. You just caught my attention, and one day I was feeling extra courageous, and I messaged you on Twitter. I forget what I sent to you. It was probably something really cheesy and corny. I mean, eighth grade Micah had no riz whatsoever. But we had a conversation on Twitter, and it wasn't very long. She eventually stopped responding to me. And I don't blame her. I mean, I get it. And after that, we were mutuals on social media for a while after that. I mean, I think I had like reacted to one of your stories.
Yeah.
You would like my post. I would like your post. I don't know when it happened, but you got too big for me, I guess, and unfollowed me.
In my defense, I had never met you, so you were just this random person who I knew I had mutuals with, but we didn't go to the same school, and so there was no connection there. I think that's probably what it was.
Mm-hmm. But years had passed. I had seen her actually around on several occasions.
But I hadn't seen him. That's the best part.
Yeah, as long as she just kind of just kept popping up. You know, I would see her at the beach. I would see her at the mall.
Why'd you see me at the mall?
I was just like doing some shopping at the mall, and she had just so happened to have her meet and greet there.
My first meet and greet.
Yeah. And I vividly remember, you know, you walking down the stairs with your plaid pants.
Oh gosh.
And there's this crowd of just fans waiting for you at the bottom.
What did you think when you saw that? Were you like, oh?
Well, like, again, I didn't really know who you were. So I was just like, wow, like she must be pretty important. I mean, if all these people are going crazy and like wanting to meet her. Yeah, Ava for me was never Ava Jules. She was never like this YouTuber or this influencer. Like she was just this girl that I thought was really pretty that I saw at carnival and that I just kept running into. Yet I never had the courage to go up and introduce myself to her or say hi to her. So years pass, and sometime between when we had followed each other to when we eventually met in person, she unfollows me on Instagram. I don't know why, but she did. And
that sounds so sad.
Yeah, I was heartbroken about it.
For real?
No, I didn't even notice. and so one night, one of my friends was visiting home. He's in the military, and he wanted to go out. And at that point, it had been a while since I had gone out, and he wanted to go out, and there were some other friends that were home visiting, and I was like, you know, like, let's go. Like, let's go have a night out with the boys.
Go where, Micah?
If you're not from Hawaii, this may sound a little weird, but Dave and Buster's. If you're from Hawaii and you're over 21, you know that Dave and Buster's on a Wednesday night is...
allegedly the spot, which I had no idea about.
Where you go to find your future soulmate, apparently.
Do you want to smell better? Naked. Because let's face it, our underarms aren't the only place that we have body odor. And that is why I'm so thankful for today's sponsor, Lumi Whole Body Deodorant for pits, privates, and beyond. Lumi was created by an OBGYN who saw too many women being overtreated with antibiotics that they didn't need for external day-to-day odor. She discovered that the V is not to blame for odor below the belt, and external odor needed an external solution. So she created Lumi. It's clinically proven to block odor all day and controls odor for 72 hours. I really love all the scents that they come in. The one that I have right now is the peony rose scent, which I really, really like. There has never been a deodorant like Lumi, and they are giving new customers a limited time discount of $5 off Lumi's starter pack with code MIND at lumideodorant.com, L-U-M-E. I personally love that Lumi was made with the most sensitive parts of the body in mind. It's aluminum-free, baking soda-free, paraben-free, and cruelty-free. We love a skin-safe moment. And did I mention that it doesn't stain your clothes? Because you guys know, I can have my messy moments. So to know I can quickly use my Lumi deodorant without the stress of potentially staining any clothes is amazing. With over 150,000 five-star reviews, I'm confident that you'll love Lumi as much as I do. As a special offer for listeners, new customers get $5 off a Lumi starter pack with code MIND at lumideodorant.com. That equates to over 40% off your starter pack when you visit Lumi Deodorant and use code MIND, L-U-M-E deodorant.com, code MIND.
So yeah, we go out and I walk through the doors after getting my ID checked, and there she was standing at the bar, and I just remember like looking and like, is that Ava? And she had this blue blouse on with black jeans.
Dark wash denim, yeah.
The same difference. She was there with a friend, and I just remember like hitting my friend, and like I was like, bro, like that's Ava, like, because of course my friend had heard about her. It was a girl that I had a huge crush on for the longest time, and he was just like, oh, like what a coincidence. You know, I did my thing. The night went on. We had made eye contact with each other.
So many times,
and it was like one of those like, I know who you are. You know who I am.
I didn't know yet, Micah.
Yes, you did. This is where her lies start to come in. So I'm walking around. I'm like purposefully walking past her, making eye contact with her.
It was on purpose?
Yeah.
You walked past me that many times on purpose?
There was probably a time where I'd walked past you 5 times and it kept walking past until you had finally made eye contact with me. So, you know, I'm on the Aww. Dance floor. I'm hitting my Dougie. And somehow Ava and I end up next to each other on the dance floor. Mine, Ava's dancing skills are
don't subpar. You dare.
They were.
The key word here.
Yeah, so we end up by each other on the dance floor and we make eye contact with each other, and she looks at me and she makes like this face, and she immediately like whispers into her friend's ear and then pulls back and then points at me and goes, Micah? And I'm
you like, point you I do the point same back, thing. It's like the Spider-Man meme.
And I'm like, Ava? We didn't really say much to each other. We just had, it was a very short interaction. And then the story gets thicker.
This is where it gets fun.
Yeah. I see her and I'm like, what are the odds of this? Because about 2 weeks prior to this whole interaction, I get a notification on Instagram saying Ava Jules liked your story.
Oh, I fumbled, y'all.
And it was in my highlights. It wasn't like a recent story of mine. And so I'm like, oh. Someone was stalking my page.
And he called me out on it in person.
And that's when I realized she unfollowed me. And I was like, oh, so I followed her. I'm thinking, okay, she liked my post intentionally, like trying to get my attention on Instagram. So I follow her. I like some of her posts. Days pass, a week passes, nothing. So I'm like, all right, whatever, screw it. So I unfollow her.
Why didn't you DM me? Oh, because you already tried once. It didn't work out.
Yeah, well, I'm not that.
Why wouldn't you try again, though? Like, for real.
I mean, I don't know. I'm too grown for DMs, you know.
But we're not too grown to be
at Dave and Buster's. So yeah, I'm like, Ava, and then we were just like had banter, and I remember like looking at her and I was like, funny to see you here. You had actually liked one of my stories like around 2 weeks ago.
And that was the first I was hearing of this. I had no idea, so that caught me off guard. I was like, because on my side, well, I'll tell my side later, but I'll just jump in here. On my end, I usually don't get caught when I'm stalking, but I had no idea. So I was like, I've been caught in the act. And that was a humbling moment for me.
And I could see the embarrassment in her face because she was like, no, I didn't. And I was like, yes, you did. You definitely
pulls
did.
Up receipts.
Yeah. And sure enough, she had liked my story. Whether it was intentional or unintentional, the world may never know. She says it was an accident, but I don't think it was. Maybe subconsciously, she liked it intentionally. Yeah, the night went on. I mean, a club environment isn't necessarily like a very like...
the most optimal for meeting someone. Or even when you're with your friends, it's not the place that you go to have genuine conversations with people. But it wasn't crazy to the point where, you know, there's some club environments where no words can be said. You're screaming. But I feel like we had a good enough amount of conversation for you to do what, Micah? This is where the quote unquote rizz came out.
So, of course, we kind of stayed by each other. I was making fun of her dance moves. You know, that's one thing I was like, you know what? We have some work to do here. And
wait, so were you feeling me at this point?
Oh, I had been feeling you from before the night even started. I was like, here's this girl that I had been crushing on for years. And here I am, like, on a night out, and she just so happens to be where I'm at. I had some liquid courage in me. I was feeling a little loose. So, you know, I'm flirting. We're flirting.
You were flirting with me?
Yeah.
I start getting nervous all over again. Sorry.
So there's actually a point in the night where I was ordering a drink and I saw her and her friend walk up and I'd offered to buy her a drink. But Ava has this rule.
Yep. I don't let men buy me drinks that I don't know. It's a loose rule. I did know you, but I say that very loosely because, ladies, if you want a free drink, go get it. But sometimes I just feel like, and I knew this wasn't going to be you, but in general, sometimes I feel like there is a quote unquote expectation when a man buys you a drink at a bar. So I was like, I knew Micah wasn't like that. I just had caught a vibe that he wasn't, but I was like, I wasn't really drinking that night. So
yeah. Yeah. And so she had turned me down, but I got her and her friend water and
King.
There was a point in the night where we're on the dance floor again.
And this is the rizz that I'm talking about. This is the rizz. Here it comes.
And so I walk up to her and I probably made
some joke
about your dance moves or lack thereof. And I kind of just look at her and I take my phone out of my pocket and I go to the contacts app and no words are said.
No words.
I just flip my phone over
into the palm of my hand and looks at me and gives this like look.
And sure enough, she knew what to do. She put her phone number in and she typed her name and saved her contact and handed the phone back to me. And
the craziest part is that whenever this situation has happened before, a fake number is given out. Just change the last digit or so. But something was like, just put in your real number. So I did. Something was like, okay, just do it. Whatever.
And yeah, so I got her number and actually ended up leaving soon after that. I was pretty disappointed to see her leave. Because the night was still very young when you had left. Yeah, that's kind of how it all started. I mean.
And the rest from there is all the little details. I don't know if we're supposed to get into that because this is a podcast episode. How our love story.
I mean, this we can sit here and talk for days if we go into that. So at the end of the night, I had texted her, you know, just to kind of make sure that I was.
Hope you got home safe. It was for real so nice meeting you. I hope I get to see you again. At the end. You know what? You know what?
Oh, she's pulling up receipts. Oh,
the receipts are being pulled up. At 1:46 a.m., hey, it was really nice meeting you tonight, for real. I really hope I get to see you again. Hope you got home safely. And does the heart, but like the less than sign and the three, that kind of heart. I was like, oh, he's texting me goodnight. Oh, that's what we're on? And it's just crazy. Like, that's where everything sparked and started, because had that not happened, you know, it's hard because that in itself... And I'll go into why this feels like us meeting was fate, because I don't know when we would have met otherwise, but because of the circumstances of why we were both there that night, because the way that so crazily lined up like that, I feel like it would have maybe we just don't know, obviously, but it's just crazy because that's how we initially met, but we didn't start dating until like a month after, because it was just a month of like texting and I wasn't sure about it. Like, we can maybe get into that in another time, but it's funny because I was so close to just being like, I don't know if this is what I want. I was feeling him. I definitely really liked him. I had feelings growing, But I remember vividly having a conversation with my best friend, and I was like, I don't know if I want to keep talking to him, whatever. I don't know what I'm doing with this. And she was like, why don't you just hang out with him? Like, just see what the vibes are. Because even though we were texting and we had graduated to FaceTime calls, which lasted 7 hours, which should have been the telltale sign that he was someone I really was like interested in and liked. And we had such a good vibe together and we really clicked really well. My best friend was just like, you should hang out with him in person and see what the vibes are. Because prior to us actually hanging out one-on-one, we'd only seen each other that night at Dave & Buster's. So there was a day where I finally texted him because he had been trying to like make plans to see me. And I would always just say like, oh, I'm busy. I wasn't busy. And it finally came to the point where I texted him and I was like, you know what? I'm feeling bold today. Like, let's do something. And then that's when we started hanging out. And that day, oh, I'll remember that day forever. That was the day I knew. I was like, oh, I really like this boy. So that's the story. But the fate part behind that is that, as Micah was explaining, his friend was home from San Diego and his trip wasn't even supposed to be happening. It was supposed to be the week prior or something. And that's when they would have gone out instead, but his trip got pushed back, whatever. So Micah was not supposed to be there that night. He was supposed to be there the week before. He wouldn't have been there otherwise. So that was already lined up on his end. And on my end, I had no intentions of going out that night, let alone even leaving my house or my apartment that night to begin with. But one of my friends who I was on the newer side of being friends with, we went to this little cute dinner bar place in the city and we were just like hanging out, whatever. The night was still very young and she was like, let's go to Dave & Buster's. I'd never gone there like on a Wednesday. I didn't know it turned into a club or anything like that. And I was like, no, I really don't want to go. I was very insistent that I did not want to be there. And she was just like, no, we're going, blah, blah, blah. So we ended up being there. So I wasn't even supposed to be there. I didn't even want to go. And it's funny because that was the one night where I was like not really ready. I didn't have like makeup on. I wasn't like feeling my absolute best because I didn't even think I was going to be going out. So it's just crazy the way that that lined up, because what are the odds? And we talk about this all the time because it's just like he wasn't supposed to be there that night. And neither was I, but we were. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. I personally feel my best when I'm prioritizing my mental health, and some ways that I like to do this is making sure I have a good routine, getting a good daily sweat in, spending quality time with friends and family and myself. But you know, sometimes these things still may not be enough, and that's okay, and that's where therapy can help. Therapy can teach you how to manage emotions like anger and sadness and find the self-love that you deserve. It is a very personal and emotional experience, but BetterHelp makes it easy. A brief questionnaire is all you need to complete to get matched with a licensed therapist. And if it isn't the perfect match right away, you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. It's convenient, affordable, and entirely online. So if you're a busy gal like me, and I know a lot of you are, and you need that flexibility, BetterHelp is the perfect option. I truly believe that therapy can benefit anyone at any point in time. It's personally helped me a lot in different areas of my life. The convenience and ease of using BetterHelp is amazing. So if you want to live a more empowered life, therapy can get you there. Visit betterhelp.com/mind today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, help.com/mind. Definitely go check it out.
That on top of like everything I had led up to that point.
True.
You know, you liking my
true
Instagram story.
I guess I need to explain
two
that.
2 weeks prior. So, I mean, so that was the truth. So Ava can tell her version of the story now.
I'm not going to lie. Usually he spins off this huge story about how his riz was him not approaching me. But when we were initially like talking about how we first met, like when we first started dating and stuff, and we were talking about our initial interaction, he was like, I was way too nervous to come up to you. Like, I literally couldn't. So if you didn't, I don't know if I ever would have because I was too nervous. That is what he told me verbatim. So I will say that. But I feel like you were very honest with them. I'm really surprised. Usually around like friends or family, you like to juice it up a little bit and make you seem like this, like, ha ha ha. There's nothing I really need to debunk there. And on my end, the reason I was even over there on that forbidden territory, liking his Instagram highlights, which, you know what? One thing about me, if I'm going to stalk someone's Instagram, I'm going to do it with my chest. I don't have like a extra account or anything, which maybe was a little bit of a mistake, but honestly, it was perfect because that put me in his frame of mind. Anyway, the reason I was even over there was because I was single and he popped into my head. I remembered about his existence and I was like, huh, Micah. And so I feel like everyone has that person where, you know, they randomly pop into your head. And if someone's page is public on Instagram, it's like they're asking you to look at their page. So that's what I did. And I was like, huh, I forgot about this man. And he re-entered my stream of consciousness. And I remember having a conversation with my best friend and I was just telling her the reason I even thought about him to begin with was because we were having a conversation and I was like, dude, I'm so sad. Like, I feel like I'm never going to find a boy from Hawaii. Like, I'm probably not going to date anyone for a few years. Like, I just don't feel like I'm going to ever find anyone here. And to me, that sucked because I've always wanted to be with a local boy. And there's not the most...
There's definitely a certain stigma.
Yes, there's a certain stigma. That's what I'm trying to say.
That's associated with Hawaii boys, for sure.
And that's why I was like, frick. I felt like I was never going to find someone who I felt like was the full package. Oh God, is that me admitting that I think you're the full package? I don't know. I love how he was born and raised here. I love how you're very intellectual. And as I was having this conversation with my friend, that's when Micah entered my mind. I was like, huh. And that's when I thought about him. And that's when I allegedly liked his Instagram story highlights. Oh God. Did I do it on purpose? The world may never know. I don't know even.
I mean, like, do you want to share your point of view from the night we met? I mean, how did that night unravel for you?
Well, I certainly didn't go into that night thinking I would have met my future boyfriend at all. That was not the intention. You know, sometimes you go out and you're like looking for love and just hoping you meet someone. And so you get all ready involved. That was not my vibe. Like I said before, my makeup was not done. My hair was still beach hair because we'd went to the beach that day. It was crusty with ocean salt water. I wasn't wearing an outfit I was feeling super comfy and feeling myself in. So I didn't go into that night thinking anything of it. I just thought I was having a girls' night with one of my friends. Like I said, we had went to that little like dinner bar place. And once she finally dragged me to Dave & Buster's, she's like, hey, we won't stay long, whatever. And I honestly wasn't even that excited because when we got there, it was way too early. Like, they weren't even serving drinks yet early. And so we were just sitting there. And then when they finally opened, that wasn't even my night to like pop off. It wasn't one of those nights where I was like feral to, you know, have fun and whatever. So that wasn't really my vibe. But I remember as the night went on and as people finally started showing up, because we were like one of the few people there for a very long time, I remember being at the bar and turning to where everyone was coming in from, like the main entrance area, just because I wanted to see how many people were coming in. And I saw this guy posted up, super tall guy. And I was like, cute local boy, like whatever. Why is he staring at me? It's kind of weird. Whatever. Didn't even think anything of it. I didn't recognize that it was Micah yet. I had no idea. And the night goes on. I don't remember you passing me that many times because I would have been like, bro, what is going on? I would have been like, security. But I remember being in the bathroom and, you know, having one of those girly bathroom moments where you see a random stranger girl doing, like, fixing up her makeup in the mirror and you're like, yes, girl, you look so pretty. And then you, like, make friends. You guys know how it goes. I remember exiting the bathroom after that little break. And who is standing on the left by the doors over there? Micah. And that, when I passed him, that was, like, the second time for me that I solid made eye contact with you and perceived you for who you are. I was like, oh my God, I think I know him. Like, he looks so familiar. Still didn't know it was Micah himself, but I was like, he looks familiar. Why do I feel like I know him? And the stare that he was giving me was very intense. But I remember walking past him and I was like, whoa, that is an intimidating little stare. And at this point, like I said, didn't know it was Micah, but I just thought it was this like cute tall boy. And I was like, love that. The night goes on. We're finally on the dance floor. I'm dancing with my friend. We're having a lot of fun. And I guess third time's a charm, because this is the third time that I made solid eye contact with you. And I was like, in that moment, I knew. I was like, that's Micah. Oh, what are the odds? And all these things start playing through my head. It was crazy how only 2 weeks prior, he had re-entered my stream of consciousness. And so that was crazy in itself. And, you know, having recently stalked him on Instagram, I was like, I'm all caught up on this man's life. Like, it's just so weird to see someone who you've only seen online in the flesh. And it was quite the sight. And so I see him, I make eye contact with him, and I think my eyes went wide, which I wear my emotions straight on my face a lot of the time. And so I perceive that it's Micah. I turn to my friend and I'm like, that guy hit me up on Twitter 7 years ago. I was like, that's him. And she was like, why don't you say something? So I turned back. You know, looking back, I didn't even realize that he saw that whole interaction happen, which makes it that much more funny because of course you would see me make eye contact with you, fling over to my friend and start like whispering aggressively, like in her ear, like, oh my gosh, like the fact that you perceive that happening is really humbling. So then I turned around and that's when I did the whole Micah, because I thought it was him, but I wasn't 100% sure. And so when you said Ava, I was like, and all that I vividly remember, I mean, I remember a few of the conversations we had, but for the most part, it was just banter and it was funny. And I really liked our interaction. It wasn't one of those usual interactions you might have with someone at a club or bar or whatever, because sometimes it can get like kind of weird. You guys know how it is. You just never know what people are there for, but it was just fun. It was very
innocent.
Yeah. It was just two people like making fun of each other, but like so clearly kind of flirting, and there's like nervousness. I think it's so cute that it started that way and it wasn't like, hey shoddy, like thank god. But I was actually really upset to leave early that night because my friend had to get home, and there was a thought in the back of my head. I was like, would that be doing far too much if I drove back? And I was like, yeah. And I didn't expect to hear from him that soon, literally later that night. Initially, I genuinely didn't think it was going to turn into something. Maybe very subconsciously, I might have hoped that it would, but in the moment, I didn't. And so to see it go from that to where it is now, oh, it's crazy. Were any lies said, Micah?
No. And in all honesty, I was very nervous that night.
Please. Thank you.
And so there wasn't much Riz, and it's because I was just way too nervous.
The tea is being sipped.
Even the whole like interaction with me handing her my phone, I play it off as Riz now, but I really did not know what to say to her, so I just
flipped
my phone. Yeah, but no, it was a very innocent and genuine interaction. Alternative agendas or anything like that. It was just very nervous energy. But I one thing I remember very vividly is like I really liked her energy. She was like so carefree, and she didn't look like she took life so seriously, and she just looked so like lighthearted, and she has this big smile on her face the whole night, and I was attracted more to like her energy and her vibe more than anything else. And after she left, I knew, I was like, I'm gonna see this girl again. Like,
for real?
Yeah. I have to see her again, or I have to at least try. I'm glad I did.
And try he did, we y'all.
Try I did. Persistent is,
yeah,
would be an understatement.
Yeah.
But no, I'm glad I did. And I know it's just crazy to look back at that night. And it is. See where we are now.
Yeah. I'm
recording a podcast with you now.
And that's the episode. The way this could genuinely be a whole episode makes me laugh. But I just wanted to give that very short and very concise backstory so you all know how it went down, just because I know everyone's been dying to know, where did this how did this happen? So now y'all know.
Yeah, it was probably very out of the blue for your fans. Like,
it was out of the blue for me. I thought I was out of this whole scene. I didn't think I was going to be in a relationship till my later 20s, if I'm going to be honest. But hey, when it happens, it happens. And it just felt right and it clicked. And there was never any games that were played.
Yeah.
And which is a whole other conversation. Maybe we need to do a little relationship advice episode one day. If you guys want that, definitely let us know. But there was no games that were played, which I really loved. I loved how genuine the whole initial interaction was, because usually at like that kind of scene, it can get a little seedy. You know what I mean? You just never know what you're going to get. It felt like, and I've told Micah this before, it felt like experiencing having a crush on someone for the first time. Like, you're in high school and you've never had feelings for someone. It felt like that. And that's how I knew it was so simple.
Yeah.
And that's how it should be. So I guess now we'll finally get into the questions. Since all of you know the backstory, I'm going to read through these. First one that I see, I think this is a cute question. What hobbies do you share or have introduced to each other? Rotting on the couch watching Netflix all day.
I've never really been a big like sit down and binge watch TV shows.
Really?
Other than anime. No, it's been nice. I mean, it's something that, like, we find shows that we both enjoy to watch. And, like, it was during our downtime. And now we, like, make time.
Now we set aside time. It'll be funny because Michael will be like, what do you want to do today? And I look at him and I'm like, I really hope he doesn't want to do anything today because I kind of just want to sit and watch things. But it's funny because when we first started dating, there was such a clear difference in what I've seen versus what he's seen, because he's watched a lot of movies. I've always been, you all know this, I'm a rewatcher of the same three shows. And so I haven't watched a lot of things. So initially when we started dating and watching stuff together, it was stuff that he wanted to share with me. Like 50 First Dates is one of his favorite movies. And I had never watched that, which is such a classic. And so it was really fun doing that, like watching him introducing stuff for me to watch. That's been really fun. But now it's fun because we watch new things together. But on an actual note, I guess other hobbies, And this isn't really a hobby, but even just being social. Micah is a very social person. He has a lot of awesome friends. And you all know this, I used to struggle with being super social. And that's something that even prior to meeting him, I was really focusing on and working on. And being with him has made me come out of my shell a lot in that way of meeting new people. It's been so fun just hanging out with friends, making new ones. It's been awesome becoming really good friends with his close friends' girlfriends. That's something that's been really fun for me. And just having a little community in that way, I really just love hanging out. And it's cool because my life, I really don't have much of a schedule in terms of, you know, Monday through Friday is like work and then the weekends are weekends. But because his schedule is like that, my schedule has kind of, not even my schedule, but I feel like on Fridays it's fun because I know we're probably gonna do something on like a Friday night or a Saturday night. So that's been really fun for me to kind of feel like I have that normalness. I really enjoy.
We definitely love going to the beach together.
We do.
Yeah. She rots on the sand while I'm in the water doing my thing.
But like a healthy rot. I love it.
Which I really appreciate because she knows she's about to just sit on the sand for hours while I'm in the water. And
I eat it up.
She loves every second of it. I come out of the water every once in a while to check on her, give her a kiss, and I go right back in, and it's a win-win. She gets to tan. She loves to tan.
I just love to be in the sunshine. It's just so nice. I don't know, because it's nice to watch someone, you know, not just not watch random people, but I'll like take my little camera and get little clips of him, which is really fun. And it's funny because I feel like even though we've both individually always loved going to the beach and like swimming, whatever, I think recently you were telling me you never understood how people could just like go to the beach and just not do an activity, like just go to swim and hang out. But now you like that with me, I guess.
Yeah. Listening to music.
Yes.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. One thing about me is I love music, all types of music.
All types.
I can go from listening to Pooh Shiesty and then you can press next or shuffle my playlist.
It's the Backseat Lovers.
It's the Backseat Lovers. It's Dayglow. It's Dominic Fike.
And then suddenly it's reggae and Hawaiian music.
Yeah. You know, and it's been fun sharing music with Ava. We have a similar taste in music. I don't know. It's just been nice, like, going back and forth, sending each other songs. I mean, that's actually, I made her a playlist. That was one of the first things I had done for her. Listening to music definitely is a hobby of ours. I mean, I feel like we always have music playing, whether we're cooking dinner,
whether we're cooking dinner. I'm so weak at that.
We cooking dinner, I mean, I'm cooking dinner while she sits there and watches me.
Okay, because I ask all the time when you're cooking, sometimes I'll be a little sous chef. I'm not the best at cutting things. We figured that out
very early.
Yeah. Very early, but I'll make the rice. You know?
No, and she helps me.
I do. But sometimes when I ask if you want help, you're like, no, just sit there and be pretty.
No, and she does that amazingly. She's really good at that.
Thank you. It's one of my talents, yeah. Actually.
No, but I really enjoy cooking for her, whether it's like lunch, breakfast is one of my favorite things to do.
I mean, I've been eating very well these last, you know, been eating very well for sure.
Yeah. I think if cooking for someone was a love language, it'd definitely be, acts of service.
Acts of service, yeah. That was one of the questions I saw when we were scrolling through initially. So I guess we can answer that now because I remember I guess you just answered it. Like, what's your love language? Even though it's like kind of all the above, not going to lie for me. I feel like for anyone, it's like you like a mix of everything. Yeah. But I definitely tell you love just doing little things. I feel like yours is, the way you like to show it is acts of service.
I'm getting better at being more verbal and like communicating my feelings like through words. But for me, like acts of service is how I love someone. It's probably how I best love Ava, is
through actions
of service. I mean, whether it's cooking her meals, doing things for her, helping her out in any way that I can, small things. You know, if your man is not putting you on the inside of the sidewalk when you guys are walking on the road, I mean, it's small things like that. I mean,
that was one of the first things I noticed. I think it was literally unspoken. I remember the first time you did that. I don't remember where we were walking, but you moved me to the inside and I was like, he knows the sidewalk rule. And I never said anything about it because I was like, I'm not going to be like, oh my gosh, you know to do that. And there's never been a time where you haven't.
Looking back, it was probably just an excuse for me to put my hand around your waist and move you to the side. I'm just playing.
Are you? No, but I love that. I feel like you're very much so, you are a gentleman for sure. And I mean, even, I don't know, I guess just the environment you were raised around.
A big reason as to why I love Ava the way I do definitely is the environment that I've been raised in. I've been blessed to be raised by two loving parents that have exemplified what a healthy and loving relationship looks like. And that doesn't always mean it's pretty or it's sunshine and rainbows, but that definitely plays a huge role into who I am and why I do the things that I do or communicate my feelings the way that I do.
How do you feel like you best receive it?
All of the above.
Acts of service is probably not on the top of how I receive love, because it makes me feel a little, I'm getting used to it.
Yeah.
Definitely. But and it's kind of perfect because I feel like words of affirmation is definitely up there. And
yeah.
Ava is very, very, very expressive through very. Her words. I feel like that's probably your number one way of giving
showing
love.
It, yeah.
And that's probably my number one way of receiving love. Words of affirmation and quality time, really. I mean, we spend a lot of time together. And a lot of that time, we're not doing anything.
Yeah. I feel like we're very compatible in those ways because I'm a very verbal person with how I feel. And so I'm glad that, I don't know, it just all lines up so beautifully. Does your family like the other person?
That's an easy one. One of the things that we had talked about when we first started talking was, like, for me, I was very adamant that like my next relationship was going to be a very serious one. And I remember telling Ava that I hadn't been in a relationship for so long because I was looking for more than just a girlfriend. I was looking for someone, and it probably sounded crazy to say or to hear that early on, but it was just me being honest, is when you're looking for like a partner, you're looking for more than just a girlfriend or a partner. You're looking for someone who would be a good daughter-in-law, someone who would be a good sister-in-law to my siblings, someone who would one day be a good mother to my future children. And my family plays a huge role in my life and who I am, and they are easily like the most important people to me. Her getting along with them was something that was a non-negotiable for me, and it's great. I mean, my family loves her. She loves my family. We spend a lot of time with them. We had just had a camping trip a couple weekends ago, and we do a lot with my family. My sister and my cousins, they love her, and it's been so easy. I mean, it's...
Yeah, it feels so natural. It feels like we're friends regardless of my relationship with Micah, which is cool because it's not like I'm just hanging out with your family because it's like your family, but I enjoy it.
Yeah.
And I love that.
Yeah, it's been cool to see like Ava like genuinely become friends with my family and my friends.
Yeah, it's not just like, I have to because I'm going to be around them.
Yeah.
It's like, I want to.
Yeah. And I think Ava does a really good job of just being a good person. I mean, she's very easy to like, easy to love. Well, my family and my friends, they see how good she is to me, and us being together and the way that it positively impacts who I am as a person is shown not just when she's around, but even when she's not around. And I think taking all of those things into consideration, it is very easy for my family and my friends and people that I care about to like not just approve of Ava, but like really genuinely like her. So
it's been cool. And something that prior to going into this relationship, prior to even meeting Micah, one of my things, which is crazy how this all lines up, I told myself, I was like, whoever I end up with, this next relationship that I'll be in, whether it was however long from then, like I said, I didn't think it was going to be right now, but hey, I'm not mad. I have always craved wanting to be a part of my partner's family. And so it's just the best thing in the world. I mean, I grew up, my sister has been with her husband for about I think they made 10 years this year, whatever, but they have always been so close with each other's families. And so that's something I almost envied before. And it's so cool that that's what I'm experiencing now. My parents really like Micah. I think they really like who he is as a person, not even just as my boyfriend, which is so awesome. I don't have, my sister doesn't live here yet. She lives in New York. So I don't really have I don't have any siblings around. So I've always kind of, since she's moved out, I've felt like an only child. So it feels like I have that energy, which I really, really like. So it's the best thing in the world.
How juicy do we get on these?
I don't know. I mean,
favorite dates that we've been on.
Ooh, I don't know if this would be an obvious one, but I loved our first date. Because, and obviously I love all the little dates that we've been on. I feel like sometimes first dates are so awkward and there's so much nervous energy, which there definitely was nervous energy. But I feel like usually that's not people's best date that they've been on with someone because, you know, you're just getting to know them and it's your first time hanging out. But our first date was so special to me because you had planned out this whole day, which I thought was so sweet. I feel like that's something a lot of guys don't do these days is, you know, take the initiative to be like, okay, I'm going to pick you up. This is what we're going to do and have a whole thing planned. And that's so nice because I'm so used to planning things. So it's nice that you took the initiative on that and planned out a whole little day for us, which I just thought was so sweet. We went to get acai bowls. He picked me up. We went to get acai bowls. He took me to this cute little beach spot and we ended up hanging out a lot longer than we initially planned. And to me, that day was just so special because of how natural it felt. Even though it was our first time hanging out, and it definitely felt like our first time hanging out, it still felt like there was just such a connection there. And I don't know, that whole day was just really special to me because you planned out everything. But other than that, I feel like another one that really sticks out in my head was the day that we hit one of our month-iversaries and you grilled for me on the beach, which I thought was so cute. He has this like little mini grill. We bought all the stuff from a market nearby and we went to the beach and you made me this whole nice little picnic setup, which I just thought was so cute. I don't even know if I can pick one. There's like so many little moments. I mean, there was also the day that I accidentally said I love you and I didn't mean to. I loved that day, but yeah, what about you? But with no context, that sounds so funny. Yeah. But it was like a whole moment of we were like in the water together and it accidentally slipped out way before I meant it to, and that was a really humbling moment. But anyway, your turn.
I mean, like you said, it's hard to just pick one, but even just recently, the Valentine's Day was such a special day, going out to eat on like a holiday like Valentine's Day, which I have not had the best luck with in my past, but I really enjoyed that. I mean, we watched the sunset. We had an outdoor dinner.
We were all dressed up, which was so cute.
Yeah, she wore this beautiful Skims dress.
Oh, the black Skims dress. That. You all know which one I'm talking about. It did things for me.
It did things for me as well.
For your eyes, yes.
Yeah. It was just such a nice evening. And we came back after dinner and we watched Netflix and we just talked. We were so full. We ate a lot of food. Then our Chardonnay one was...
Which one? The first one? The first one. That was special.
I think I made my first video of us that day, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So if you guys don't know, I love videography. I love
like, of course films. They don't know.
Of course you guys don't know anything about me. Yeah.
Now they do, but
I was always like really into like videos and cameras and photography and
capturing memories.
Yeah, so like one of my biggest fears in life is like forgetting unforgettable moments, and so I'd always really wanted to like capture moments in video or in photos. Hanging out with Ava, and actually one of the things that caught her off guard the first time we ever hung out on our first date was we were sitting down at this little beach spot and I took my phone out and I asked her if I could take a picture of her. And
no, the way you asked me was so cute and I melted because you looked at me and you were like, yep. And then you backed up, you took out your camera and you started taking pictures and I was like, what? It was just so cute. You like looked at me and I think in your head, you're probably like, I'm taking a photo of her. Like, I need this.
And for me, it's like in that moment, I was like, I know I'm never going to want to forget this. And I know I'm going to want to look back at this moment and be like reminded of everything that I was thinking and feeling. So like what better way to do that than like capturing a moment in time and like taking a photo. And that's something that I have always done. I have countless photos of Ava sitting in front of meals that I've cooked or that we've gone on. Ate out of
any meal, every meal, it's documented.
Yeah, it's just such a simple and easy way to like just capture memories. And
but you saying that simple is so like crazy to me, because I remember prior to experiencing this with you, some, you know, there's some, like, it's a comment on TikTok where girls are like, the way I have to beg my boyfriend to like take photos of me, and I'm just like, Micah has such a big fat Ava album on his camera roll. Like,
if anything, Ava needs to tell me to stop taking photos of her. But going back to that North Shore day, it was like the first time I had like the courage to like film. And so I actually like dug a hole in the ground and buried my phone in the sand so it would stand up. I pressed the record button and it was just a simple video of us watching the sunset.
To music. You made an edit, dude.
And I did. That was the first edit I made of us. And I was very sure to not show my face in it. But that was the first. And I mean.
First of many.
First of many. And there will be more. Maybe one day you guys will see them. You guys may have already seen them. Some of those TikToks she posted were not made by her.
A lot of people want to know what ethnicities you are.
This is an interesting one. I mean, I'm curious as to like what they think I am. I'm a mix. I mean, very common.
I feel like it's hard to tell though. Yeah. If you're not from here, because I feel like people from here, there's a usual mix, but go ahead.
Of course, you guys have seen my tattoos and Ava's post. I am Hawaiian. I'm a very proud Hawaiian at that. Irish, German, Hawaiian, Filipino, and Chinese. And I'm also him.
You did not. Sure. A lot of people are asking how you feel about this whole privacy and like soft launchness and how I don't show you. I feel like some people assume that maybe it bothers you that I don't. What are your thoughts? Clear the air. You're like, actually?
Actually, I'm glad you guys asked that, because I absolutely hate that she keeps knowing. Honestly, I don't mind it. And like for me, I don't think I realize the magnitude yet of like this community that Ava has on social media, of her following. As I said previously, like Ava to me isn't Ava Jules. She is Ava. She's like the girl that I've had a crush on since eighth grade. She's my girlfriend. But me being private on social media, or like her like keeping this relationship private but not a secret, is, I don't mind it at all. I mean,
it protects a lot of things.
Yeah. And I know that you guys are really curious to like see who I am. And I mean, after this, you guys are going to get a good idea of who I am.
Yeah.
The last thing is really the face reveal, I guess.
Yeah. The face reveal.
But no, and I 110% like understand and agree. And it's kind of a mutual thing that we have discussed and talked about prior to her ever even soft launching me. Who knows? Maybe one day you guys will get a face reveal. When that day is, I'm not sure. I mean,
shimmy either. Ooh, if you could go on any trip together, where would you want to go?
That's a good one. Trips are something that Ava and I have been talking about a lot recently, especially like with me having to go into the Fire Academy and stuff.
That's something we definitely want to do before your life, you know, gets a lot more busy with that. And, you know, can't just randomly decide to do something. Yeah. I know we really want to go to an outer island together. I feel like that's obviously a given. I feel like that'd just be so fun. I mean, you learn a lot about someone when you travel with them, and I just feel like it would be so fun to do that together. So definitely that. But on like a bigger scale, I would love to take him to New York for the first time. I think that'd be so cool. Meet my other half of my family, because I've met most of your family at this point, but so much of mine lives over there. I really want to go to a new place together, one where neither of us have been before. I don't know, everywhere.
I think traveling in general is just something that you and I are really looking forward to doing. On my end, my mom's side of the family lives in the Philippines. My family and I actually go to the Philippines to visit pretty often.
What are your favorite qualities about each other? I love how passionate you are. I feel like that's such a beautiful quality to have, because it reflects in so many areas of your life. In everything you do, when you have passion for something, I just love how much it shows, and it really drives you to thrive at things and do good things. And I don't know, I love your work ethic. I feel like that's something that might be a little bit lacking, you know, these days, because I feel like sometimes people just want things to be easy, but I feel like sometimes you like when things are a little bit hard. I feel like you like when there's things to learn, and I really think that's cool how much you want to grow. And this is something I've always admired. You're so willing in so many areas of your life, willing to learn new things and adapt. You're very adaptable. I feel like something I really, really, I just start listing everything. Oh my God, that's the rest of this episode. I love how there's so many different sides to you. And I have the privilege of seeing pretty much most of them that, you know, some people might only see a few, but seeing family Micah, friend Micah, Micah when he's with his boys, Micah when he's just around me. And I love all of it. I feel like there's so many different sides to you. And that's something that I've always loved to see more of. And I feel like I continue to just be surprised by all the different things that you are. And it's so cool to see. You're not one thing. You're not one thing. And I love that about you.
That is a direct reflection of like Ava doing a good job of like making me feel comfortable enough to like show her all the sides of myself. And like, that's one of my favorite characteristics about you is you do such a good job of just like making people like be comfortable in who they are and like who they are, who their genuine self is. And like from the very beginning, like I never felt like I had to be something that I wasn't. And I mean, you can see it in the way that you make friends and just how lovable you are. And you're very selfless, you know, and it is crazy because I feel like influencers sometimes have like negative connotation. But Ava is probably the most like humble, kindest person that I have ever met. I mean, you just do a great job of making me feel like loved. I mean, it's almost like I can't really put it into words, but I think work ethic, like you had mentioned previously, is something that I do admire about you. I mean, I look at the success that you have in so many aspects of your life, and none of that is by accident. It's all directly from the effort and the time and energy that you've put into it. And I see how much you pour into so many different parts and so many different things, and how much you care, you genuinely care about the community you have that supports you and your family and your friends and me and my family and my friends. It feels like it's very easy for you to be that person. And I really do appreciate like everything that you are. And I mean, I love this girl for a reason. So I could go on and on about my favorite characteristics. Go on and on.
I will definitely be re-listening to this audio clip whenever I need affirmations. So thank you.
On a lighter note, one of my favorite characteristics is that she is actually really funny.
I remember you telling me that. You were like, you know, I'm genuinely laughing. Like, no, you're funny.
Yeah, I am laughing all the time. She's probably the goofiest person that I know. I mean, we kind of both are.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially when we're with each other.
It was so funny. Last night we were out with some friends and I was a sober legend. Like, I didn't feel like, so that's, you know, normally when I'm just doing my thing. I'm kind of like an awkward dancer. I've got awkward movements, but I was just letting loose last night. I was having so much fun, and I guess I was breaking it down on the dance floor for no reason, just pulling out some outlandish moves that I've never felt myself do, but my body was just doing it for me. And one of Micah's best friends was like, "Oh, bro, she is mini you." And I was just like, I love this. Like, I feel like we both bring that out of each other, which I love.
And it's cool because like you make me feel secure in who I am. And that goes beyond like when I'm just with you. Like, even just being out with other people, like being with you helps me be more, I don't know if I would say confident, but just like secure in who I am and like not have to worry so much about
what are people perceiving me. Yeah.
You know, like, you love me for me. So why, if someone as great as you can love me for who I genuinely am, then why should I worry about how anyone else would feel? I mean, so the duo of Ava and Micah is definitely one to be seen. It's kind of a...
it's a moment.
Iconic, as Ava would say.
I like this one. How did you feel opening up to someone new? And I want to answer this one because I feel like something I was worried about when the thought of entering a relationship again, you know, it's hard, especially if you have experience, you know, going through a breakup before. There's always something in the back of your head that's like, frick, I'm gonna have to get to know someone new again. I don't want to go through that whole phase of like, what's your favorite color, getting to know someone. And that's something that was in the back of my head too. But it's crazy because I had all those thoughts and I was like, I don't want to get to know someone new again. And then when I met Micah, it felt so right and it felt so good. So opening up to someone new, it should, when it's with the right person, I think it should be easy. I mean, there's hard parts, obviously, you know, but I honestly really enjoyed that whole process of getting to know each other, opening up to one another, letting each other in. And that's something I was really fearful of prior. So that was like a shock to me, which I really appreciate about all this.
It was definitely easy. I mean, it never really felt like you had to pry at anything to get anything out of me. And like I had just said, like, you did such a good job of just making me feel comfortable. And I think that was a mutual feeling. And the way we got to know each other was just very like natural.
It was very authentic. It wasn't like, okay, tell me this about yourself. It just happens.
We would just talk and spend time together, and we just learned more and more about each other. And it's a process that I loved and that I still love, because I mean,
it goes on forever. Yeah. I think you're always learning about your partner. I don't think there ever comes a time where you stop learning about each other.
Yeah. And I think it's important that people recognize that, is I feel like in a lot of relationships, people will stop putting in the effort to continue to get to know their partner, because who I was a year ago isn't who I am today. Who I was yesterday isn't who I am today. We're ever changing people. So it's important to continue to like put in that effort of making sure you're wanting to get to know about your partner, or, you know, what things have changed or how they've grown. Even like on the lighter side of things, like, it doesn't take much effort to like get to know them every day. I mean, what have you been listening to lately? What have you been enjoying to watch? Or what's been bothering you? Or what's been making you happy? Like, that's all things that I think we do a really good job of, and that keep our relationship so like lighthearted. I feel like we have a very lighthearted relationship for sure. I mean, we do this thing every day, or we try to at least every day. We call it question of the day. And it actually started when we were on FaceTime early. And I just remember, like, we weren't sure. We knew we wanted to keep talking.
Sometimes conversations come to a natural end.
It just came to its natural end, but we both knew we wanted to keep talking. So I just said, like, you know what? You get one question. Nothing's off limits.
Yeah. And sometimes it's more serious. Sometimes it's shocking. And sometimes it's very lighthearted.
Yeah. And so every day,
I love that we do that.
We do this thing called question of the day, where we ask anything. And like she said, it can be really deep. It can be a really heavy question, or it can be something light, or, you know, like,
what would you do if you had toes for fingers?
Yeah.
Ava
never fails to come up with the most
outlandish
questions sometimes. Questions that I would not even think to ask, but I mean, it keeps it interesting. I mean,
it does. Something we more recently discovered is there's like a relationship pack to the We're Not Really Strangers. So that's been fun. You like pick a card, there's different levels to it. That's something I really have been liking to do. They're really like insightful questions you wouldn't normally think to ask.
Yeah.
So those have been cool. But on the topic of all that, I saw this quote and it really stuck with me. It was like, to love someone is to attend a funeral 1,000 times, because who you are when you first start dating is not going to be where you're at now. And you change individually when you're in a relationship. On a more fun note, I think we're going to finish up this episode doing some random rapid fire questions. I literally just looked up on Google rapid fire questions for relationships, because I feel like all of these answers have been 3 hours long. So I'm going to shoot these questions at Micah, and he's going to give us hopefully a short, you know, we've been on the mic for quite a while, some short rapid fire questions. Let's get into it. What is your favorite physical feature about yourself?
My height.
What is the weirdest thing you've ever eaten?
Liver, street food liver. From the Philippines.
Oh, word. Favorite food?
Hawaiian food. Poke. Spicy ahi.
What's the first thing you notice about someone when you meet them?
The lack thereof, or the presence of eye contact.
Which subject were you best at in school?
History.
Really?
Yeah. Social studies.
What advice would you give your young self?
Relax. Be patient. Everything that doesn't work out for you eventually works out for you.
If you could be a fly on the wall, who would you want to listen in on?
Ava, when I'm not around.
Would you rather dive head first down a trash chute or feet first?
Feet first. These ankles, I'm surviving.
That was one of my own personal questions. If you could have a lifetime supply of anything, what would it be?
The first thing that popped up into my mind was spicy ahi.
You know what? I'll finish it off on my own question.
Okay.
It's going to be yes or no. Do you believe in love at first sight? I'd say no.
No.
What? All right, we're going into an argument now. Just kidding. I think we're going to wrap up the episode there. Thank you, Micah, for coming on. Shout out your socials. We're going to do an advice sesh together sometime within the next few weeks. So make sure you stay tuned for that. But go comment on the most recent podcast Instagram post. Let us know your thoughts. But with that being said, that was everything on our mind.
That was so good.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.